Welcome to the Wisdom Coalition podcast, designed to show you how to change your mindset so you can find more joy in every aspect of your life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets.
Joy for All Companion Pets provide joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to your aging loved ones and peace of mind for your family.
Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
Special thanks to WFMZ-TV and thank you for listening. I'm Nancy Wertheim.
And I'm Kim Howie. We invite you to experience the life-changing power of joy with us.
All right, seriously, how is it November already? It was just like July, wasn't it?
Yes. It definitely
was. Where did the other months go? Like, it's just.
I feel like it's been like a crazy entire year, though.
It really has. And somehow it's like, yeah, everybody's saying that. Like, yeah. We always kind of say, like, oh, time flies or whatever, but it's like really flying. It's like warp speed.
But at the same time, it like sort of dragged on, but then also went really quickly. It's so strange, right?
Makes no sense.
Really,
and I'm
days.
In a complete panic because, you know, with all this gloom and doom about not being able to get gifts, you know, and the delays and the shortages, I'm like, oh my goodness. Now all of a sudden it's, you know, almost upon us. Like, I gotta get going.
It's so I know. I'm like, at the rate I'm going, everybody's going to get an IOU. I got nothing for you.
Well, I was thinking that. I was like, you know what, Kim? Maybe our gifts to each other this year should be we don't give each other gifts.
Oh, okay. Thank you for my gift. I love it. I shall give you the same.
It's the perfect fit.
That's right.
You know, but we all do have these expectations, right, about the gifts or whatever it is around the holidays, you know, that what the holidays should be like or shouldn't be like.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, right, to meet those what oftentimes are unreasonable expectations.
And what do we always say? Expectations are the thief of joy? No, that's not it.
Yeah. Oh, you put me on the spot. Did we say it was a long day?
Expectations steal your joy. I don't know, something like that.
There's something like a setup for disappointment or something like that.
Well, that's the whole point. We can't come up with a saying, but that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we have an awesome guest. She is Summer Watson. She is a success coach and she has a PhD in psychology. She is CEO of Core Women. She's an author and she has her own podcast. Hi, Summer.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for being with us. Maybe you know the saying about expectations.
I don't know the saying, but I do have some things to say about that.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, well, let's start with that. You know, really, why is it, do you think, that expectations create so much stress in our lives?
Okay, well, first off, let's start with the word expectations. Mm. So expectations are a belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. So right there in and of itself, you're setting yourself up for potential failure because you're expecting, you're thinking that this is going to be the case in the future. So, you know, we can talk about steps to kind of reframe that. Would you like to get into that?
Oh yeah, my gosh, sure. Yeah,
we absolutely love the reframing.
Oh, okay. So first of all, if you're thinking, are your beliefs or ideas about what you could or should happen setting you up for failure? So the reframe here is, rather than thinking about expectations or to how you can set yourself up, rather than you're going to set yourself up for success during the holidays. So rather than thinking, oh, yes, this is going to happen, this should happen, or think about it in a way that it's really, you're getting rid of that word expectation and you're reframing it to think, this is going to be a successful holiday season. Whatever you're celebrating, this is going to be a success. Why? Because there are a few things we can do. Rather than being reactive about the holidays, which is more impulsive, we can be responsive. We can plan, right? And also, we can plan the best that you can and know that even when we plan and we idealize things, this can cause disappointment. So know that nothing's ever going to be perfect. Is life perfect? Question mark, folks.
It's a loaded question.
Nothing is perfect.
Right. Nothing is perfect. So, and that's okay. You know, sometimes you've got to let things flow and allow for it to be a little bit more organic than, oh my gosh, I envision A, B, and C to happen. Mm. And yes, we all have goals. Yes, we all envision things. And yes, we want things to be wonderful. But know that this is life. And so some of the things you can do is know that you cannot account for others' reactions, but you can account for your own response. So I always like to look at response versus reaction because that's a huge thing. So again, it's reactive is being more impulsive. Responsive is planning. So consider how you're spending your time, your effort, your physical and emotional energy around the holidays. Tap into understanding your triggers and lean into that understanding versus being resistant to it. Because a lot of times we're pushing back going, oh my gosh, why isn't this happening in this way? Why couldn't this be better? Why is? Well, just kind of lean into it and go, oh, you know what? This is going to be okay. This is going to happen the way it's going to kind of unfold. And I'm just going to have to be at peace with this. And so one of the other things you can do is set realistic and achievable goals for yourself as they relate to the holidays. So consider your three main goals. So what do you want to achieve and how do they relate to what you value? Because I think a lot of times if we attach things to what we value and make these goals specific and realistic, they're going to be more achievable during the holidays or any time of year, as a matter of fact. So, and these are tips that you can use at any time. But during the holidays, I think, again, if we go back to that whole idea of idealization, we think that this is going to be A, B, and C, or we envision it to be a certain way. We'll know that this is life. Life happens, and you can plan for this rather than being reactive. So, and then again, like I said, be specific about your goals and know that your goals are not those of someone else's. So align your goals with your own values and know that you can't control the response or reaction of others, and make time for your emotion and physical wellness during the holidays, because I think a lot of times we forget to do that. So there are so many things. And remember, this is one of the last tips I will give, is remember the words and phrases we use every day set the tone for our day and the brain map that we're creating around a situation. I like to call it a brain map. So many times when you think of a brain map, you think of an MRI or a picture. Well, I believe that the words and phrases kind of leave an impression and build on that map. And so those words and phrases that you use every day are going to build that map. So rather than saying things like, I'm running out of time too, or I need to get this done or that done, or this will be a disaster if this happens, how about I can manage my time to get this goal accomplished? I want to versus need to do A, B, and C. And this is going to be a terrific holiday because I'm not looking for perfection, but would rather be at ease knowing I'm happy with what I've accomplished and what really matters to me. So I think those would be my ultimate tips for, you know, what can really help kind of allay those quote unquote expectations around the holidays.
Yeah, and we were just doing that. I was just saying, like, I haven't got my shopping done.
Right.
Whoops. I'm glad you gave me that tip.
Got to remap.
Got to remap my brain.
Yeah.
So Summer, talk to us a little bit about, you know, why the holidays, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, why do we have such entrenched expectations on them, you know? I mean, I know we have expectations for a lot of things, but though the holiday season in particular, I think is just many of us do set ourselves up for kind of disappointment.
Well, I think it's learned behavior. I think it's what we've seen, and we bring that forward with us. We've been conditioned to see, you know, how this plays out during the holidays. We see movies that talk about, oh my gosh, the stress of family getting together, the arguments, you know, there's comedies written about this all the time. This is what's out there. This is what's in magazines. This is what's promoted. This is what gets attention. But again, are we talking about the reframe? Are we talking about how your holidays can actually be a little less stressful? How we can actually implement these new habits and routines that actually will help us allay some of this angst around the holidays and recondition ourselves rather than living with what we've learned from maybe our caregivers, our parents over the years about, oh my gosh, I need to get this. I need to get this on. I need to get that. I need to have so many presents. What is your real concern around the holidays? Is it, and again, that's why I say attach this to your values. Is it being with your family or is it about the present and presence and consumerism? What is it for you?
Yeah.
What do you value? and align your expectations or your thoughts, rather, around what you value. Because I think when you do that, you know, that'll kind of break that conditioning and start that remapping of your thoughts. And you can create your own holiday cheer, so to speak, or your own holiday habits. You don't have to live with those that you've learned. So.
Awesome. Just one second, because I need to thank our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets. And speaking of the holidays, you might just need a gift. And you might want a realistic animatronic pet that looks and feels like a real cat and dog. You might just want that.
Oh my gosh, no. Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
I would want one of those.
And you can get 15% off by using the coupon code WISDOM15. We know that these are designed to inspire play and fun and give companionship to older adults, but really, who wouldn't love an animatronic realistic pet that doesn't poop on your floor or need a litter box to be cleaned up? So go to joyforall.com to check those out for more information.
Okay, I have to tell you, I remembered the saying, so I had to write it down so I didn't forget it again.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay, it's expectations are disappointments waiting
That's
to happen.
It. Very
that
nice.
Was the
You got it. You got it.
So yeah, I just had to say that
I
out loud.
Like that. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. So, you know, Summer, I love that you mentioned the importance of self-care, right? Mm-hmm. So can we talk a little bit about that? You know, of course, you know, what that looks like and why it's so important, especially this time of year.
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me ask you both. So when it comes to the holidays, do you tend to be in a rush? Do you tend to think, gosh, I like you were talking about early on in the interview, I need to get this done. I need to go out and buy gifts. Otherwise, we're going to have IOUs, yada, 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 right? So how are you with all those thoughts? How are you consuming your energy? Where are your thoughts going? Are they going to a stressful place? Are they going to a place where it's like, I feel relaxed? Where are your thoughts going during that time?
Well, and I mean, you know, it's funny because I always try to get done like insanely early. So that doesn't happen to me. But invariably, that ends up happening to me where I'm, you know, kind of stressed at what needs to be done.
Well, yeah, and your desire to get done early stresses me out. Like, we're out somewhere, and you're like, we should be looking for Christmas
in like August.
Right. I'm like, Christmas? It's not even Halloween yet. Why are we thinking about Christmas?
So true.
And I like that you said that because you know what that creates? Shared stress.
It's contagious. We share everything.
Keep your stress to yourself.
You know, and let's get to the next step then, okay? So the next step would be if you're sharing stress and if you have stress during this time, we tend to push aside the things that will help us allay that stress, like exercise, enough sleep, you know, actually being able to talk it out and doing something to relax your mind and body. And so those are the steps, some of the steps you'd also want to take during this time and incorporate yourself into the holiday season, meaning take care of your wellness, take care of your mind, take care of your physical being, because that will help reduce the level of stress that you're feeling both emotionally and physically during this time, whatever it is, be it enough sleep, be it exercise, be it yoga, be it meditation, whatever it is, find something that works for you, but make sure you put it on your calendar, because when it's on your calendar, you'll most likely do it more than if it weren't on your calendar. Mm. Or in a journal.
You know, Summer, speaking of stress, for many folks, you know, it's a little stressful, the family gatherings, right?
Yes.
There's, the, you
yes.
know, right? Can you give us a little bit of advice on, you know, how we approach the family gatherings that might be a little bit difficult?
Sure. So it depends. Like right now, I think this is a very unique time because families are looking at, should I travel home? Mm-hmm. What are some of the increased risks that I have right now? And then on top of it, again, the idealization of, oh my gosh, this is going to be so great. This is going to be a wonderful time and experience with my family. Or even still, some people are looking at, you know what, maybe I'm not going to take that risk and we're going to be alone during the holidays. So again, remember, idealizing. I think when we put aside that idealization and we put some steps into place about what's going to happen during the holidays, getting prepared for the holidays, knowing that you can't control anybody else's reactions, but your response, you can. Mm-hmm. You can. So you know your family. You know how they're going to respond during the holidays. Yes, this is an exciting time, but you know, excitement can also be angst-provoking. And people don't think about that. They don't think, wow, you know what? This excitement is can build up stress as well. And it's okay to be excited. It's absolutely okay. But again, I go back to wellness and taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind, carving out that time to make sure that you're doing some things that are going to help your physical and mental well-being. Because when it does come to family, you can't control reactions and know that. So once you know that too, that's kind of front of mind, and you can kind of let go of owning their issues, mm-hmm. owning their stress. Because as you mentioned, there might be some shared stress during the holidays. So rather than just kind of pushing that aside and not confronting that, be prepared for how you're going to respond rather than react to that. And I think that a lot of times, just knowing that will really help allay some of that angst and some of that confusion and friction during the holidays with family.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I love the idea of being proactive rather than reactive when it comes to stress, you know, really laying that foundation down. You know, I'm a big meditator. I do that first thing in the morning, every morning, just to prepare myself, because stress is going to happen to all of us. And, you know, it's funny. We recently went to a dinner party at a friend's house, and I was just so impressed with, you know, talking about being proactive and being prepared. Like, she just had everything done in advance, and all she had to do was sort of like warm things up. And I don't know. I just like, wow, you seem so relaxed, you know, in this whole entire process. Like, she just spent time talking to us, and then, you know, suddenly all of these dishes just sort of appeared all ready to go. And I don't know. I just thought,
that was me. Were you at my house?
That is so funny. Well, I just thought to myself, I would entertain more if I knew how to do that, you know? And so I just thought, well, going forward, I'm going to try to sort of, you know, and I do tend to, you know, before having a party, I lay things out and I know approximately when things should be done. But I mean, she had everything done. Like, it just was so impressive that I thought, well, okay, you're a pro at this, and clearly you entertain way more than I do. But, you know, just looking forward to the holidays in that way of thinking, okay, as much as you can get done in advance, that you just, you know, really can enjoy the time with the people, because I think that's part of hosting that most people don't have the opportunity to then sort of connect with the people. And that's what it's all about, right? You're getting together with your family and your friends, and you want to enjoy your time with them, but instead you're running around like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to make sure that, you know, everything's done at the same time and things are out and people have drinks. And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way, is what I learned.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. It doesn't. And you can prepare. And, you know, people like to stay. This is so funny. I talk about this all the time. Do you know when you have a party, it's not really about eating at the table. It's like everybody likes to stand around the island.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, you know that. You know that people like to stand around the island. So the food and drink are going to be around the islands. So prepare, like you said, have things put out already, have things that are easily taken out of the refrigerator and that you can pop into the oven, you know, enlist some help from your family so you're not doing it alone. And I think this can be a team effort. And so I think once you enlist other people and you're not feeling like, oh my gosh, this is all on me.
Yeah.
I think that also helps to allay some of that angst as well, because your focus, as you said, Kim, is about the family. It's about your friends and family and spending time with them. And again, that aligns with your values. What's the importance here? Is it about all the food and the presents and or is it about spending time together?
Yes.
Yeah, such great advice. Thank you so much, Summer, and happy holidays to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's all we have time for. Thanks again to our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets, providing joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to aging loved ones and peace of mind to their families. Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
And until next time, remember, stay connected to your why, fuel your core energy with joy, and live your life from the inside out.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you find some joy today.